Celtics Wednesday after another win, and Mego will be with us at 9, our Celtics insider here at WEEI. This is Mike from Connecticut. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Great show. And first thing, Greg, at the end of every show, when you say thanks for listening, that hits home with me. I think it's awesome.
Oh.
But road shows in Connecticut. Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Saybrook Point Inn. You would rock that place. Hmm. Another place is the Griswold Inn, Essex, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And anywhere in Mystic, Connecticut.
Mystic.
If you have it in Connecticut, I'll be there.
Okay. I have. Thank you, Mike. And I have. Mystic has been suggested, as has Old Saybrook. Is that old with an E, Saybrook? I would assume it probably is.
Okay.
It's New England.
So, I do like Mystic. I've been to Mystic before.
You have?
Yeah. Obviously, you got to stop in Mystic Pizza.
I don't know. That's not really the Abeats that Wiggy wants. I don't think the Mystic
Pizza. I don't know. What's the Abeats out there?
You want the New Haven Abeats, like Sally's.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want?
Pepe's. Right. That's the Abeats.
What about Abeats by Dre?
You could get Pepe's in Chestnut Hill, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same.
Well, it's like it's a chain
when,
now.
It's when people try to do bar pizza anywhere else other than the South Shore. Okay. It's not the same. Right. So I would assume you got to go to New Haven to get legit New Haven pizza. Be my assumption.
Right.
I've had Pepe's before. It's good.
Right.
It's not my style.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about Connecticut pizza. The only time I really go to Connecticut is when you do the golf event from...
The Echo Store golf event we do at Foxwoods. Yes.
So, I don't know much about there, and I've never had pizza from there.
Chime, we should get Jake Knapp on again. Maybe around Masters time.
I think that would be awesome. He crushed it at the Players. I think he finished T11.
Yeah.
So he did awesome.
Yeah. We jinxed him, unfortunately, with his previous appearance, in which he blew it on Sunday, I believe. But... we should get him on again.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
This is Cotto from Boston. Hello, Cotto.
Good morning.
What's up?
So I just saw this report that Tom Curran has said that the Patriots, they're very wary that a number one receiver would come here, a veteran receiver would come here and be, quote-unquote, too demanding for Drake May.
Yes.
And... I mean, I think it's time, second year, I think it's time for him to step up, and I think it's time for them to get a number one receiver for him. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of things about trading the number four pick to San Fran for Ayuk and a second, and then we would get their 11.
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't happen, I haven't really heard you guys talk too much about that kid from Arizona, McMillan, and I guess what is the downside of getting a receiver like that? Is it because of the past picks that the Patriots have had, or what do you guys see wrong with him or that you guys don't want him?
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll go to the professor and to Wiggy on this momentarily. But first, Tom E. Curran did say that on this very radio station yesterday, which sounds a little bit to me like some Patriots spin special from the Patriots. However... the suggestion that he made was that certain wide receivers would be too demanding of Drake May when it came to getting the ball. I guess the assumption is that they weren't in on certain guys because they felt like they would be. Curtis was talking about this yesterday. A problem when it came to wanting the football.
Yeah, but if the guy is going to be a number one receiver, then it's up to the coach to make sure that you're drawing up and designing plays that gets him the football. That's the only time receivers demand the football.
But whether it's Tommy Curran in my lead, somebody else is speaking about receivers for the Patriots right now, and I think that the Patriots are whispering to certain people get a certain narrative out there. Yeah.
So should we wait? Shime, you want to weigh in on the other part of...
T-Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I really like T-Mac. There will be people on here like Jones who hate Tetero McMillan because they remind him of N'Keal Harry. He is nothing like that. He is far more explosive. Think what you want about the Pro Day 40 time. It doesn't matter. It's just confirmation bias one way or the other. I think he's fast enough. He's explosive enough. He catches freaking everything. He'll pluck it out of the air. Yeah. Like, this guy is a good football player.
I've seen him play in person a couple times because my son and him went to school together. They were in the same recruiting class at Arizona. And he is one of those high point balls. Like, he's a legit 6'4". He was an unbelievable volleyball player. And
so was Shime.
Yes, yes. So was Shime.
He was probably better than me.
I think their verticals.
I could set it to him though.
Verticals are a little different. The only knock on him was, does he have that breakaway speed to be able to get out? But he has legitimate, you know, like Mike Evans size, where you can go up there and make plays.
Can I ask a question just quickly? And yes. I don't want to get bogged down in this, but Shime says that Shedeur Sanders is not a top 20 pick. He's overrated, right? You wouldn't take Shedeur Sanders until what spot in the
month? 21, okay. Where the Steelers are.
So if Shedeur Sanders isn't great, then why don't you want Travis Hunter at 4? Because then he made Shedeur Sanders. Like, you have to think one of those guys is good.
No, I don't. Well, I also think the thing with Travis Hunter is like, I don't think he can play both ways in the NFL.
Well, he's not going to.
Exactly. So he's not a top five pick. If the reason Travis Hunter is so valuable in college is because he plays both sides of the football.
No, but
I don't think he will.
I mean, he led the nation in touchdown catches. And
okay.
If Shedeur Sanders
at Colorado, the one good team they played was Kansas State. They were ranked, and Travis Hunter had like less than 50 yards.
This is something, Greg, and it's there is a bias because, and I'm not saying this from Shime, the national conversation. Usually, I would say not since Tim Tebow. Has there been a quarterback under a bigger spotlight with more controversy surrounding him than Shedeur Sanders at Colorado?
Yeah.
Because
it's one person. It's because of Deion.
Exactly. But we all watched Colorado, and the vast majority watched Colorado and rooted against them and were waiting for them to fail. Whereas almost every other great college quarterback will have the rivals, dislike him, the conference, whatever. But like this, the spotlight and the manner in which Shedeur was covered is almost unique only to Tim Tebow.
Because it's all about Deion. If it was Shedeur Saunders and his dad name was Tim and was just like a truck driver, people would be like, oh man, this kid's a great player. But it's because of like Deion's personality, especially in college when you hear him, he's very cocky and all that. And so people don't like that. Mm. And they don't like the way, you know, he took his kid to Colorado. He took his kid to Jackson State. Mm. So, and a lot of that is based on him.
Also, Tim Saunders.
Yeah.
Keys on the belt loop.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, we would love Shedeur if Tim was his dad.
All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
R.E.M., the pride of Georgia. Great choice this morning. Hello? Leeds this morning brought to us. I don't have the copy in
my
front
fault.
Of me.
Forgot to print it out. I forgot to print it out for you. That's my bad.
Shine, listen, you're focused on other things, like the draft and reviewing film and Pokemon, so it's fine.
Sure. Knee-deep in Pokemon content.
Who is presenting the leads this morning?
The leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Thank you. Your lead, sir?
Good morning, Greg. I'm kind of sick and tired of all this Patriot nonsense, and this is kind of where my lead has come today, because I don't think that this... leadership group is going to do it. I'm kind of out.
Out. Wow.
Everybody got excited about this Garrett Bradbury signing yesterday to play center. I'm like, good for you. That's great. A guy who could play center. Where was this weeks ago? Where's the left tackle? Where's the wide receivers? I'm kind of out. I don't have any faith in anybody anymore. I don't have any faith in that organization anymore. I'm kind of losing it. Maybe I'm just losing my mind. Maybe it's a total 180. Don't care. I'm kind of over it. Like, it's just, I look at this team and I'm like, cool, you went and signed Robert Spillane and Milton Williams. Why do I not have a receiver for my good young rookie quarterback? Why is his blind side not protected? Why is his right tackle a Jets right tackle who was on an awful offensive line last year, who might sound really good in a press conference, but I don't know if he can actually still play football because he's old. Like, I'm just kind of over it. They have zero intention and desire to improve on offense. They make it seem like they are interested in all these guys, but they're just being the Red Sox. They're kings of interest. They're not actually pursuing anybody on the offensive side of the football, and it's infuriating.
Well, I mean, would you like to see him play an actual down of football first?
No, I have zero interest.
Nope. Okay.
I'm mad.
Okay. Maybe we'll pull
him
back in.
Can I jump frog Curtis to then just leapfrog. Same thing. Yeah.
You need Curtis's permission.
Yeah, Curtis, would you mind?
Not a problem at all, Courtney.
Curtis never says no to a leapfrogging.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, jump frog. Okay. Who am I?
That's all right.
Jump frog.
So everybody keeps talking about the receivers. When are they going to do anything with the receivers? Blah, blah, blah. Good friend of the program, Devin McCourty, spoke with Mass Live yesterday, and he started talking about Mac Hollins. And I believe that I love Devin McCourty. Someone may have whispered to him, like, we want to push a narrative. So he said, Josh McDaniels is going to be hard to play for. You have to be mentally tough. Mac Hollins comes in at 5 o'clock in the morning and he does this, and he's probably like the 60th best receiver in the league, and he works this hard. I think they've missed that since Edelman left. Maybe not the most vocal leader, but when guys look up and you see how hard he's working for young guys, it blows your mind. Man, I need to do more. They haven't had that. So he goes on and on about how Mac Hollins is going to be the key of this receiver room.
Mac Hollins has had over 400 yards.
Stop it, Devin.
But I am telling you, it's very interesting because all, and I've been part of it, all we've done is talk about the lack of receivers. When are they going to do something at receiver? And to have Devin McCourty during this time start talking about Mac Hollins and that he's the game changer for the Patriots.
You think they're spinning it with Devin McCourty.
Come on, Dev, that's big cap that he's the game changer. And can we stop with this whole works hard? Like, Devin knows better than that. Every player works hard. So what's he saying? Kendrick Bourne doesn't work hard? Kendrick Bourne doesn't show up early? Kendrick Bourne doesn't...
He's basically telling you that they haven't had a wide receiver who worked hard since Julian Bubbs Edelman. Yeah.
So nobody works hard?
Kendrick Bourne doesn't work hard.
I'm not buying that at all. I think that guys... Guess what? Guys work hard and they're not very good. I mean, that's the part of it. Guys show up early, they work out, they run, they do everything they need to do, they stay late. But to
have somebody that was in that locker room not that long ago say that, I mean...
Did he play with Kendrick Bourne? Didn't he play with Kendrick?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I guarantee you, if we had Devin on the phone right now, and I said, Dev...
Want me to text him?
Yes.
Did Kendrick Bourne work hard? He'll be like, yeah, he worked hard.
Okay, I'm just reading what he said to Mass Live.
I know what he's saying, but I think sometimes they come across as like...
Are you saying Devin McCourty is being fraudulent?
I think Devin McCourty is...
That's what the text is going to read.
Yeah, I think Devin McCourty is trying to be very, very...
Dev. Should I call him Dev?
Yeah.
Call him Dev.
Dev. Wiggy is calling...
Says the Mac Holland stuff is cap.
He's calling you fraudulent. Oh, you want me to use cap?
Yeah, say with a Mac...
But I don't normally text him and use cap. He might feel like I'm being fraudulent.
Yeah, but if you're saying Wiggy's saying it...
I think you should say fraudulent.
Wiggy is calling you fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Please respond immediately.
No, I'm saying I'm saying it's cap.
I got you.
So I don't buy the whole Mac Collins. So Mac Collins is going to change the room.
He goes on and on.
Time? Like,
I'm telling you, like, he was going on and on about how when he played against Mac Collins, he hated playing against him. He thought that he was, you know, way harder than people give him credit for. So
I mean, he's right. Shime's right. His best year was what, 400 yards?
He had 1 year where he had 690 yards in Vegas. Outside of that, he's never been over 400 yards
without shoes, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he calls his cleats foot prisons.
Yes. So it's pretty amazing what the man can do without shoes.
He's a good Instagram follower, too, I mean.
Grown man not wearing shoes in public place.
Yeah,
we discussed that yesterday.
Definitely. Shime loves it, though.
Shime's into it. Okay.
Get these foot prisons off.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. Great start this morning when it comes to leads. We'll get to Curtis's lead.
Can I give it a quick tease?
Yes.
We have the answer to the biggest question we've ever had.
In this country?
Yep.
All right.
Wow. 80,000 pages. Curtis did work last night.
Better be some payoff in this, baby. That is one hell of a tease, Curtis.
You got it.
All right, Curtis's lead is next.